There's an astounding moment. I can see it now. In one of the George Foreman-Muhammad Ali fights, when Foreman is pummeling Ali, Mr. Float Like a Butterfly, Sting Like a Bee was taking some of the worst punishment of his career. He went back into his corner, and the agonized but always smiling Ali was getting a lecture from a mentor, a giant in boxing, a father figure, who was telling him, "Get off the ropes, champ, get off the ropes," to which Ali could be seen to reply, "I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing." Ali did know. Foreman eventually weakened, got tired. His punches grew rubbery, and Ali took over, winning the fight. But the erudite boxing master there in the corner with Ali, that was Angelo Dundee, who was nearly always right, but mostly he was right about the fighters he taught and fought with, some of the greatest collaborations in the history of sports. Angelo Dundee has died. He was 90 years old from complications from a blood clot and stroke. Speaking to our partner, the BBC, this is what Muhammad Ali had to say about his former coach.
Angelo Dundee's one of the best in the world. See, a real trainer, when he gets a real fighter, he don't have to train him, just coach him on what to do and who he's fighting, what type of style to fight, what to look for, his weak points. He just advised me, coached me, told me things I didn't know about certain people, and pick opponents.
He trained 15 world champions, including Ali, who won the heavyweight title 3 times. Theirs was one of the most successful relationships between a fighter and his trainer in boxing history. Dundee was born in Philadelphia, teamed up with Ali after winning an Olympic gold medal in Rome in 1960. Then started the long journey that ended with Ali's first heavyweight title against Sonny Liston in 1964. A year ago, ahead of his 90th birthday, Angelo Dundee spoke to the BBC about his life and career.
Corner man's the guy that's in the corner to help the fighter. That's what you're there for. You can't do the fighting for the fighter, but you're there to help him, whatever happens. The gym to me is like going to dinner. The gym to me is like going to a movie. It's fun. I always had fun. See, that's the key. If you have fun at what you do, you're going to excel at it. If you're not going to have fun, you might as well forget it. You live for today. And today, if I can add something, I want to add something. Good boxing is a great sport. And I'd like to see it flourish like it did when I had a great time with Muhammad and Ray Leonard, Pastrano, Dupas, all my Cuban champions. A lot of fun. And I want to see it come back again.
And I don't think Foreman's going to get up. He's trying to beat the count, and he's out! Oh, my God, he's won the title back at 32.
I don't know. There's some older guys than me. But see, I'm forever young because I'm always dealing with young people. And that age doesn't, I have no barrier for that. If it's a physical endeavor, I'm in trouble. I got no strength. I mean, when you're 89 years old, you're not actually doing push-ups. But I'm physically not in bad shape. I'm in good shape. But mentally, I'm there. Why? I'm always talking to young kids. They keep me young. And I got to keep up with them. So mentally, I'm not in bad shape. What advice I would give people? Give it a shot, whatever you got going for you. You got to give it a shot, because if you don't give it a shot, then you can't look back and say, hey, I should have tried it. Give it a shot. If it's not going to be, it ain't going to be. But give whatever you're doing at the time a good shot. I feel blessed. I feel lucky. And I'm happy. I'm happy I've had the life I had. And I hope I hang around, because I think I can add a little something.
He hung around. Angelo Dundee, what a life. Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard. Our thanks to our partner, the BBC, for the archive of Angelo and Ali. Angelo Dundee died today at age 90.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.